working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Let's check out some temperatures. 96 degrees at Freedom. You're the hot spot in the state right now. 93 at Eric, 93 at Hobart, 95 down there at Granville. Cool spot is Arnett at 89, 94 at Lahoma, 93 at Fairview, and out here in the Panhandle, more of the same. 88 degrees at Miami, 90 at Dozer, 94 at Odell, Childress, Texas, 92 degrees. It's going to be warm. Man, what's the wind? It calmed down. I usually don't complain much, but that wind is drying stuff out in a hurry. But you, if this had been a couple of years ago, our grass would have been burnt up. Crops would have looked like crap, but we've actually got some subsoil moisture this year for the first time, and it's hanging in there. Don't get me wrong, that stuff's hurting, but it's hanging in there. But hopefully we get some rain tonight. Man, Kansas last night got some good rains, and they had flood warnings out up there around Ashland, because I know I got some listeners around Ashland, Kansas, and I guess they got some rain showers there across the Panhandle of Oklahoma there for a little bit, and it rained a little bit up around somewhere around Cheyenne this morning. I missed that. I was moving water. But hopefully we get some rain tonight or tomorrow night. They're giving us a little bit of shot, so we'll be all right. Also, if you are interested, go to KCOFM.com and hang on here. I'm trying to get to it. There we go. I didn't want to mispronounce anything. But the books are open at KCOFM.com to register for Today in Ag Open Golf Tournament presented to you by the Wheeler General Store. The KCO Today in Ag Open. The books are open. Just go to KCOFM.com and it'll show you. It's a two-man tournament on August 31st. It is awesome. It's going to be an awesome tournament, and got to register online. Don't text me, sign me up. I can't do it. Sorry. This is online only, and it's going to be at Sayre National in Sayre, Oklahoma. Lots of good prize money, lots of good things going on. Here's the main key to this deal. One of the two persons on the team must have a farm tax ID number. We're going to make this all agriculture. We already got some great sponsors, and we'll talk about them later this week. Obviously, Wheeler General Store, Nathan and Charity are the big sponsor. They're the ones, the big corporate sponsor for the tournament. It's going to be fun. We're going to have food out there, great prizes. The prize money in each flight, A, B, and C flights, is really good. So sign up. You got to go online to do it, though. Today, or to KECOFM.com, you'll see the little pop-up there. You just hit that Today in Ag Open presented by Wheeler General Store. It'll be fun. It's going to be different. It's going to be an ag tournament, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So check it out. All right, let's see here. Let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Corn and soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as rain this week is expected to give crops a boost. Showers this week will limit stress on corn and beans in the U.S. Midwest, despite a brief round of hot weather, according to the Commodity Weather Group said in a note to its clients. Rainfall is expected to leave only very spotty dryness in parts of the Corn Belt, the forecaster said. Some excess rain is forecast for areas of central Midwest. Elevated temperatures are expected to reach triple digits in parts Man, I'm sorry. Elevated temperatures that are expected to reach triple digits in parts of several states will ease next week. Rainfall in the northern plains and Canadian prairies will aid spring wheat growth. About 74% of the U.S. corn was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, unchanged from week to week, according to the USDA. That's up from 67% the same point last year. 14% was in the dough stage, 56% was silking, and a little bit behind, they said, from last year. Some 68% of soybeans entered top ratings last week, down from 70% a week earlier. Corn futures for December delivery dropped 5 pennies to 417 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 4 cents to 1022 a bushel. Soy meal was down 80 cents to 284 a short ton, and soybean oil lost 0.49 cents to 55.33 a pound. Wheat for September delivery declined 1 cent to 541 and a quarter a bushel, while Kansas City futures came up a penny to 526 and three quarter a bushel. All right, let's see here. Inspections of wheat and beans for offshore delivery were up week to week, while corn assessments declined. According to the USDA, wheat inspections totaled 732,000 metric tons in the 7 days that ended the 17th. According to the agency, that's up from 444,000 a week earlier. Examinations of wheat since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st now stands at 3 million metric tons. That's up from 2.66 million tons during the same period last year. Man, the weather just ain't much to tell you. You guys all know it's just going to be hot. It doesn't matter where you're at. Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, Gulf Coast, South Dakota, Western Oklahoma, it's just going to be hot. Please check on your cattle. Please check your water. And they're drinking a lot more water right now. See if you can make sure you get shade. I enjoy driving down Merritt Road and seeing the Newcomb Ranch, cattle ranch there. They've got those pop-up shades for their stockers. That's making a hand. That's taking care of your cattle, because your cattle have to have shade. If you don't believe me, do an experiment. Dress in all black, put a black hoodie on, and walk out there this afternoon and stand for about 4 hours out of the shade. And that's about what a black cow is going to feel like. So there you have it. All right, let's go ahead and check out the grain market. I think I got Brandon coming on here. And it is Heyday Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. 580-225-9697. Please text in hay that you want to sell. I know there's a lot of hay out there right now. And the market's kind of stagnant. But it might be a good time to buy some hay to stock up for the winter or even next year. And please always make sure when you do buy hay, if you can, get the hay tested. Be your best bet. 225-9697. Text that in to me. I had one yesterday. I've already had three today. So we got some, get your pencil and pen ready. So here's what I'm going to do. They're trying to get it into the penny news for tomorrow's edition is tough. It's Tuesday, it's the deadline, and so what I'm going to do is kind of like Jaden does on Tradio. So when I upload our podcast and the show on KCOFM.com, you tab on to the Day in Ag Show, and it's got all my shows on there, I'm going to put it in that. So there's always going to be a record of Heyday Tuesdays in that. I'm going to type it in there. It's going to take me a little bit, but I'm going to type it in there. So if you don't get it written down, you can always go to KCOFM.com. And like I said, go to Today in Ag portion of it, the show, and go to Today's show. And I'll have them all written down in there. I'm sorry. We tried to do the penny news deal, it's just tough to get it in there by deadline for what was said today, because I don't want to put it in there next week what happened today. So it's always be a week behind. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay, let's check out the grain markets. Updated markets real quick and see what's happening. Or go to first break and come on, computer, you can do this. All right, there we go. September corn, $4, down 3.75. August soybeans, 10.10, down 4.5. Soybean meal, August, 272.80, up 2.30. Soybean oil, August, 55.58, down 49. Hard red winter wheat, September, 5.33, up 7.25. December, 5.54, up 6.5. And let's see here. Oil out of West Texas, 66.25, down 95. Natural gas, 3.25 for August, down 7. Looks like the NASDAQ and S&P are all in the red slightly. Dow looks good. It's trading in the green. Live cattle, August, 225.15, down 7 cents. October's down 30 cents at 221.32. Feeders up again today, August, 328.32, up 72. September, 328.67, up 97 cents. And lean hogs, August, 107.80, up 45. We're going to take a Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know Ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put Ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Mother Nature just did you a big favor. At the end of May, an Oklahoma thunderstorm dropped some very small hail on cars and trucks at Barber Dyson Ford. Those little bitty ice pellets now mean big savings for you. The damage is barely noticeable, but you'll notice the money that stays in your bank account. You may not even see what the hail did, but you'll see the savings. Take advantage of Mother Nature's Hail Changer. Very small damage and very big savings will put a big smile on your face. Barber Dyson Ford in Oak City, online at barberdysonford.net.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
When you're out working in the shop in the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, Brandon must be on the phone or selling some cows or doing something. He didn't answer. He might be at the ranch. He will call me back. So we'll get on with that later. Okay, let's go to Lipscomb, Texas. 94, heat index is 95. Humidity's 36, dew point's 63. Winds are out of the south at 23 with wind gust up to 28. 1.22 inches of rain so far in the month of July. 8-inch soil temperature, 82 degrees. All right, let's see here. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, and I brought this up a couple months ago and didn't follow up with it because I couldn't find the article, but this came up. And I asked about, I think I said, not the blackberry trees. Actually, what I was wanting to talk about, what I meant was cherry trees. And OSU put out a deal then, and Ohio State's put out this one, and I've seen a couple other ones. Did you guys know that cherry trees, especially down trees, are very toxic? Prussic acid. So it says here, many people are aware of the danger when grazing animals consume wilted leaves from black cherry trees. These leaves contain prussic acid, which can result in cyanide poisoning. If this sounds familiar, it's also the compound that causes toxicity issues with some warm season annuals after a frost. Signs of that can set in within 15 minutes of ingesting wilted leaves. You may notice excess, there'd be saliva at the mouth, breathing hard, convulsions. Sounds like me after I move side row and move pipe. Symptoms in the afternoon, that is. Symptoms set in quickly, so often you may find dead animals without seeing signs. The lethal dose for cattle has been reported as 1.2 to 4.8 pounds of wilted black cherry leaves for a 1,200-pound cow and 0.18 to 0.72 pounds for a 180-pound sheep. How's that? Interesting, huh? And then there are several factors that determine the toxic level of these leaves, including seasoning, dry and wet conditions, and how long leaves have been wilting. The toxicity of leaves decreases as the leaves dry. Once they are completely dry, risk from consumption is greatly reduced. Black cherry trees are they're fast growing in fence rows and forage edges. These results in upper limbs that are weaker than many slower growing trees. In addition, in a shallow rooted tree, potentially leading to toppling in wind storms, is also susceptible to internal decay, leading to breaking off in the storms. So I don't know if we got any wild cherry trees out here in western Oklahoma. I know we do in eastern Oklahoma, but I just wanted to share that with you. So if you do have a cherry tree and you break a limb and you got cattle out there, get rid of that limb really quick, if you will. So that's just part of it. Okay. So let's see here. Where's the beef? You guys know where the beef's at? Expect beef production to decline in the months ahead. Packers face more slaughter capacity than available supplies. Perhaps more, most readers are too young to remember the old Wendy's commercial from the early 1980s. I don't. It's I remember, where's the beef? What else is there? Oh, help me, I've fallen and I can't get up. And that's just some of the commercials from the 80s. It featured an elderly lady asking the question, where's the beef? The silly commercial was a big hit, though. Beef production held mostly steady compared with last week until May. Now numbers are dropping so severely that production is declining despite the fact that cattle dress weights remain record heavy. One should expect beef production to decline in the months ahead. Beef supplies will be as tight as a tick on a dog's back. As always, there's a host of moving parts, but declining beef production is expected to be a fact moving forward. Life is a struggle for the beef packers currently operating in the red. Margins improved towards break-even recently, but another round of higher cash steer prices in the face of lower wholesale beef that fixed that. Cash steer prices are record high. Packer competition for available numbers in an effort to preserve market share has resulted in a surge in cash steer prices despite poor to very poor processing margins. Packers are faced with the reality of more slaughter capacity than available supplies. Unless a couple of plants are closed, this will be a situation for a couple of years out from now. The cow-calf producer is reaping record high profits. Cash feeder prices have exploded higher for all weight classes. Pasture conditions have improved, and it also appears that a record large U.S. corn crop is in the making. It is highly likely that real herd expansion has started. They always cover these guys that write these or these numbers, people's numbers. They always cover themselves. Highly likely. It's not saying that. The beef cow kill is running at a 10-year low. Thus far, there has been clear evidence, not been any clear evidence of aggressive heifer retention. Two important inventory reports will be released this coming Friday. Interesting that I'll be at the OCA convention and Dr. Peel will be talking Saturday morning. So this is going to be really interesting to hear him speak Saturday morning. Man, if you're not going, it's not too late. It's hot. You ain't doing nothing anyway. Save some fuel on your tractor and head over to Oklahoma City Friday to the Embassy Suites there in Norman to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. There's a lot of vendors in there in that one big room and to talk about, and you'll learn more about insurance that you didn't know. And there's all kinds of stuff going on. And usually the USDA, NRCS is set up in there. Also, I bet money that Dr. Biggs from OSU will have a booth in there from Stillwater. So it's going to be good. This report could and likely will provide the first bit of evidence that heifer retention has started. In addition, on Friday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Agriculture will release in a biannual cattle inventory report. This report could also shed some light on producer intentions. Traders need to be aware of the biannual inventory. Is a survey that was mailed out June 20th to 18,000 beef producers. Did any of you guys get any? I didn't. This is a very small survey sample. Given that there are more than 750,000 beef producers in the U.S., so if only 10,000 respond to the survey, you're looking at a survey of just over 1% of the beef producers. Looking ahead, the potential for higher prices remains intact. The start of the heifer retention will curtail placements into the feedlot. In addition, the closure of the Mexican border to feeder imports will further restrict the number of animals available for placement. Last year, more than 1 million feeders came from Mexico. Mexico is fighting an infestation of the New World screwworms. Look for the border to remain closed for an indefinite period as of right now. And I don't know that, I bet some of you know, but not everyone. But you got to realize that the cattle coming in across the border from Mexico, from wherever they're coming from, Mexico, Brazil, Central America, wherever the cattle come from, the heifers that come in, they're all steers and non-breeding heifers. The heifers cannot be bred over here in America. They're fixed. How's that? Those ladies are fixed. So there's no breeding stock coming in from Mexico, I guess, unless you go down there and buy a bull from some big ranch down there, Brahma bull or whatever. I don't know how that works. Don't care. But somebody asked me that the other day. Why are we bringing cattle in here? We put them in our pastures and breed them and have calves out of them. Not going to happen. They're steers and fixed heifers. All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, I'll have your weather update for Northwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they are just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance. Covering all your pivot needs, Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots. From drivetrain components to sprinkler parts, invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Report for Monday, July 21st. 930 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 437 brought 440. 6 at 499 brought 420. 7 at 528 brought 390. 18 at 623 brought 343. 11 at 708 brought 318. 12 at 814 brought 323. 16 head of heifers at 501 brought 365. 5 at 519 brought 358. At 688 brought 315. 9 at 694 brought 295, 14 at 788 brought 300, 7 at 928 brought 263. Butcher cows were 54 to 185, butcher bulls brought 184 to 195, bred cows were 1750 to 2600, pairs brought 2200 to 3925. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Some interesting messages on my text line, but first let's check out some ag weather. Buffalo, America, 97, feels like 99. Heat risk is moderate. 64 is the dew point. Humidity is 34%. Winds are out of the south at 12 with wind gusts up to 18. 90 degrees is the three-day average, 4-inch bare. Soil temperature sunset at 854. Hot and 100 today. I think they're going to get a little hotter than that. 75, mostly clear for low tonight. And tomorrow, a little cooler, 98 and hot. South winds 10 to 18. So there you have it. That is your deal. So let's go over here to the text line. I want to share something with you. Jimmy, what is your handicap on that course? Might help people not be so scared of entering the tournament. My handicap is 11, 10.8 to be exact. So there, that shouldn't scare anybody. So, yep, the Today in Ag, the KCO Today in Ag golf tournament's coming up August 31st at the Sarah National, presented by Wheeler General Store. It's going to be fun. KCOFM.com, go sign up. It's a two-man team, not a four-man. Two-man. You have to register online. I'm sorry. Period. Bottom. Story over. Don't call me and say, hey, Jimmy, can you get me in? Nope, ain't happening. I went in there a while ago to do that, and I got screamed at. So, ain't happening. Sign on at KCOFM.com. And see here, some people don't feed hay in the winter, so they damn sure aren't going to provide a shade in the summer. True. That's a true statement. Again, we got Heyday Tuesdays today, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And I got 1, 2, 3 already have sent me messages. If you're interested, give some Midland 99 hybrid Bermuda for sale. Round bells, it looks like. And they got some 2025 too. And by Mangum. So keep that in mind. I'll have that up for more information. Give a shout out to Jay-Z, Jackson Zorger. Hey, Jackson, what's happening? Are you going to enter in the golf tournament, Jackson? I know you're kind of a sandbagger. So, yep, I got you. I got you covered. All right, let's check out. Let's go to the cotton. Let's talk about cotton. All right, let's see here. What's happening with cotton? Looks like the Trump administration has announced a investigation into Brazil's trade practices. Imagine that. Let's see here. Oh, Indonesia trade agreement. We talked about that yesterday. No, we didn't. The Trump administration announced a trade deal with Indonesia that would reduce the proposed across-the-board tariff rate on Indonesia goods from 32% to 19%. While full details have not been released, President Trump suggested on social media that the agreement will commit Indonesia to purchasing $4.5 billion worth of ag goods, $15 billion in energy supplies, and 50 Boeing airplanes. Sounds pretty good. Let's see here. In 2024 marketing year, Indonesia ranks as the ninth largest export market for U.S. cotton, with commitments of approximately 325,000 bales. There you go. Let's see here. What's all else going on in the big old world of cotton? Just typical government stuff that I don't like to talk about. Let's see here. Net export sales for the week ending July 10th was 8,300 bales. That brings the total 24-25 sales to approximately 12.6 million. Total sales at the same point in 23-24 marketing year was 13.8 million. So it don't look like we're going to get there. Total new crop for 25-26 cotton sales are 2.1 million bales. Shipments of the week were 169,300 bales, bringing total exports to date to 11.3 million bales. compared with 10.7 million bales at a comparable point in the 23-24 marketing year. With a little less than 1 month remaining in the marketing year, shipments must average roughly around 154,800 bales to reach the USDA projection of 11.8 million bales. I don't think it's going to get there. Hope it does. Just don't look like it's going to. All right. I come across this before we go to break and get to into Heyday Tuesdays. So I'm always looking into the grilling part. I love talking about grilling. And I come across six ways to grill sweet corn. But there was a couple of them that caught my attention. Fresh sweet corn is delicious, just boiled and buttered with salt and pepper. But grilling it, adding a flavored butter and other toppings, take it to the next level. To grill corn, remove the shucks and silts. If you wish, I don't. Brush with melted butter or olive oil and place over the hot coals for about 20 minutes. Turning often, if you prefer, you can boil the corn first for 5 to 7 minutes, then finish it on the grill in about 10 minutes. One way to serve the flavor butters is to wrap it in plastic wrap and shake it into a log, twist the ends, and refrigerate for an hour. Unwrap the top, hold a stick of butter, and rub on the corn. But this in avocado butter. I'm going to have to try this. Try some, what is that, ancho chili pepper? Is that how you say that? One small ancho chili pepper. I guess that's how you say that. 2 tablespoons of lime juice. 2 tablespoons of water. Cook on low heat. Cover for about 10 minutes. Drain and cool. Dispose of the stem and seeds. Chop pepper and combine with 3 tablespoons of butter. Slightly mash half of a small avocado with about an eighth of a teaspoon of sea salt. Stir into that butter. Might be pretty good. What else they got here? Here's a simple one for you to remember. Lime pepper butter. In a small bowl, combine 1 cup of butter, softened, 1 teaspoon of lime zest, 1 tablespoon of lime juice, 1/4 teaspoon of sugar, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. Mix it all together and cover your corn and move on. How's that? Sounds pretty good, huh? All right. Today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. And matter of fact, before I go to break, let me just Stockman's. Here we go. There we go. So the vet clinic is going to be closed starting this Saturday, July the 26th through August the 3rd. We will not have any boarding or emergency services available. We will resume normal business hours Monday, August the 4th. You guys get that? Clinic's going to be closed this coming Saturday, the 26th through the August the 3rd. And they will not have any boarding or emergency services available. She's closed. She needs a break. She's tired. So there you go. She's been a busy lady. And all right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This season, armyworm, better watch out, because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Armyworms, you're out of here. Learn more at corteva.us/lumavia CPL.
Your project, your responsibility, your call. Demand a specialist. Demand a solution. Through Tubing Solutions offers downhole services that won't let you down. At the well site or during design, better people make all the difference. Not just anyone can wear the TTS badge. These few have to anticipate all the variables in a project. Whatever the well throws your way, they'll be ready to handle it. Your project, your responsibility, your call. Demand a specialist. Demand a solution. Through Tubing Solutions.
The last thing you want after completing a well is to leave money on the table. However, many drilling companies do just that within the first 30 days of production. It's critical to hire well-trained operators with good quality equipment to give you the right kind of data you need to maximize production from day one. Prime Well Solutions specializes in flowback, sand separation, and well testing specific to the unique needs of your well. In Oklahoma, West Texas, and New Mexico, Prime Well Solutions has you covered. Find them online at primewellsolutions.com.
You've got so much stuff at home, you're running out of room for all your stuff. But you don't want to cram it in your garage because that's where you park your very valuable vehicle. So store your stuff off-site. Elk City Storage has room for all your stuff. They've got four sizes of storage units, 5x10, 10x10, 10x15, and 10x20. Elk City Storage on Pioneer Road, across from KECO Radio. Call 799-0197. Reclaim your home. Store your stuff off-site. Get on with your life.
Have you had a little fender bender and don't know where to get it fixed? Take it to Skunk Works Paint and Body in Sayre. They're a full-service paint and body shop with the skills to get the job done right. They also have computer color matching and custom paint for your motorcycle. All insurance providers are accepted, and they work with fleet services. Give Skunk Works Paint and Body a call for a free estimate today at 580-928-5005. You can also find their ad inside the Penny News.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeehaw! All right. I was writing down some hay. Gotta hang on with me. Bear with me. I'm already behind. Let's go to Reed, Oklahoma. Home of the world famous Scott Robinson. Major Charley breeder. Bulls. Or I don't know. He called me yesterday, invited me to come down here and check out his Charley bulls. So I'm going to go down there as long as there's a free steak and beer involved. 93 degrees is what it is. Feels like 97. Heat risk is low. Dew point 67. Humidity's 43. The winds are out of south. Southwest at 19 with wind gust up to 24. Here, it's showing a little over 2 inches of rain around Reed in the last 10 days. Is this true? Must be. 88 is the three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. Sunset at 850, 100 for a high. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, 75 for a low tomorrow. Not quite as hot, but 98, but it's going to be hot. And south winds 10 to 16 with wind gusts maybe up to 20 miles an hour. All right, you guys ready? Got your pen and pencil ready? Here we go. Midland 99 hybrid Bermuda grass for sale. The year 2024 hay is $80 a bale. 25 hay bales are $100 a bale. None of them's been tested. 580-471-8669 by Mangum, actually southeast of Mangum, sprayed and fertilized. Midland 99 Bermuda grass hay bales from 24 last year, $80 a bale. This year, $100 a bale. Untested, 580-471-8669 southeast of Mangum. Up here in Canton, America, 200 bales of wheat hay, 5x6 round bales, $60 a bale, 580-330-0099. Couple hundred bales of wheat hay, 5x6, $60 a bale, up by Canton, 580-330-0099. Some BMR and Cowpea hay mix, 5x5s, round bales, Canadian Texas, $100 a bale, $100 a ton, 806-323-3303. Here we go, up Fairview, 180 bales of Ozarka Bermuda grass, fertilized, got three wraps on it, 64x70, $580, $70 a bale, I guess is what you're saying. Nah, it'd be more than that. I don't have a price. Why didn't you send me a price? 580-541-4332 in Fairview. Ozarka Bermuda grass, fertilized, three wraps, don't know the price. Sorry, I thought I wrote the price down, and I didn't. 580-541-4332. Yep, yeah, bring it on. Hang on, let me go through my notes here from some hay from last week. Here we go. Round bales of blue stem hay. Seven bales can load and haul for you. Blue stem hay, 580-878-1157. And then, let's see here. Got some Trudecal hay south of Sayre. $75 to $85 a bale. Depends on which ones you get. Rodney, 580-243-8676. True to Cal Hay, got quite a bit of it. South of Sayre, 580-243-8676. Got some good price on some rye hay here around Elk City. $50 a bale, 799-2975. 580-799-2975 for some rye hay. Some beardless wheat hay south of Elk City. 1,200 pound bales, nice ones, $80 a bale. Can load, 405-694-8313. Beardless wheat hay, 1,200 pound bales, south of Elk City, $80 a bale, 405-694-8313. Let's see here. Alfalfa, $170 a ton, round bales. Good cow hay. Got some rye, $120 a bale for some good round bales. And then got some last year's sorghum mixed with pea hay for $120 a ton. 580-393-1233. And then we got 140... This is up in Kansas, 140 bales of 4x5s, the housewife bales like Sugar Daddy does, Planet Prairie Mix, good horse hay, $45 a bale, 913-915-6464. It's 140 bales of 4x5 bales, the housewife bales, Planet Prairie Mix, good horse hay, $45 a bale, 913-915-6464. We got some square bales of alfalfa here somewhere. I got to find them. Bear with me a second. I don't know where I wrote that down at. I got a text message on it. Hang on. My bad. I know I wrote it down, but I'm not going to waste your time here. There we go. Let's see here. Okay. 400 big squares of alfalfa. It's 2 years old. It's in the barn. It's not horse hay. It's good cow hay. Call this man at 580-799-0074. 580-799-0074 for some big square bales of alfalfa. It's not horse hay. Been in the barn for 2 years. This will be year two. So it's been in the barn a year, basically. It's good cow hay, though. Check it out. All right, we got a couple more, and I got a little bit of time. 100 bales of wheat hay put up right over somewhere between here and there. Nice, clean, big bales, $80 a bale, can load, 580-821-2838, 580-821-2838, and that's over here, 100 bales of wheat hay put up right, big bales, 150 brown bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, not rained on, 580-550-0105 for 150 bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, 150 bales of grassy alfalfa not rained on, $75 a bale, 580-550-0105, 150 bales of grassy alfalfa not rained on, $75, 150 bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, none of it rained on, 580-550-0105. 180 bales of true to cow, $75 a bale. We got some Sweetwater, 580-799-9637. 180 bales of true to cow, $75 a bale. Sweetwater, 580-799-9637. There you have it. Again, I'm going to type that up, put it on my show podcast. And when you bring my podcast up, which is easy to do, it's my show, recorded show, I upload it as a podcast. These numbers and wheat will be on there. I'm going to make it brief on there. True to Cal Hay phone number. So there you have it. That's what I'm going to do. Save me a lot of typing because you don't want to see me type too much. As policymakers seek to define ultra-processed foods, review ingredients used in food processing, and determine a strategy to improve the health of children, the Meat Institute and the Meat Foundation today released an updated guide to meat processing. So if you will Google guide to meat processing, this will help you. It's to increase your understanding of meat production and the unique nature of ingredients and processes used to make nutrient-dense meat and poultry. Robust scientific evidence demonstrates that meat is a rich source of high-quality protein, essential vitamins, and highly bioavailable minerals that support human health throughout the lifespan, said Julie Pods, president and CEO of the Meat Institute. Most important, parents know that meat that's minimally processed or further processed provides accessible, affordable nutrients for their children that are not easily replaced by other foods and essential growth, brain development, and well-being. And there you go. So, interesting fact coming here. One of my listeners, he says, why are the heifers fixed? I don't know. So they can't breed, I guess. I mean, I didn't get into the research of it. And then he asked again, why can't we breed Mexican heifers? So he finally got annoyed by me by blowing him off. And he said, Mexican heifers imported into U.S. as feeder cattle are spayed to prevent introduction of diseases. There you go. Pretty simple. I just know they can't breed. So there we have it. Okay. That's the way it's going. Let me check this board real quick, see what feeders and lives are doing, see if anything drastically changed since I started talking about them. You know, I haven't. Nothing major going on. Right now, live cattle for August is down 25 at 224.97. August feeders, 328.20, up 60. And September's 328.50, up 80 cents. See you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.